ముకుందమాల స్తోత్ర వర్స్ 32. వ్యామోహ ప్రశమౌషధం ముని మనోవృత్తి ప్రవృత్త్యౌషధం. సో దిస్ వర్స్ డిస్క్రైబ్స్ హౌ ద హోలీ నేమ్ ఇస్ అ మెడిసిన్ బై గివింగ్ డిఫరెంట్ అనాలిటికల్ కన్సెప్ట్స్ టు ఇలస్ట్రేట్ దట్ పాయింట్. సో వీ విల్ బి డిస్కసింగ్ దిస్ వర్స్ ఓవర్ ద నెక్స్ట్ 7 డేస్. Each day we will discuss one aspect of this verse. So today let us start with Vyamoha Prashamaushadham. So moha is illusion. Vyamoha, vya is vyapta, pervaded. It's total illusion. Vyamoha Prashamaushadham. So shama means to pacify. Prashama means to properly pacify. Aushadham. So the holy name is the medicine that pacifies illusion. The nature of the material world is that it puts us in forgetfulness of our spiritual identity as well as our devotional values. We forget that we are souls, and we forget that our real happiness will come in loving and serving and pleasing Krishna. And we start thinking of ourselves as our material bodies and the sense objects as the sources of enjoyment. So we periodically study the philosophy by which we get intellectually convinced that there is no happiness in sense gratification and the real happiness is only in Krishna consciousness. But intellectual understanding is one thing, direct realization is another. And that realization comes by the holy name. So the holy name subdues the illusion. The word shama is used in the Bhagavad Gita, where it refers to mind control or peacefulness. Shama, shanti, in the qualities of a brahmana that are talked about by Lord Krishna in the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. So therein he refers to dama as sense controlled and shama as peacefulness of mind. So the intellectual conviction can help us to do dama. Yes, I will not indulge in sense gratification. I will stay fixed in Krishna consciousness. But it is only the purification that is brought about by remembrance of Krishna that can help us to bring about shama. So only when we consistently and insistently force the mind to taste the holy name, then slowly the mind starts realizing, and we also start realizing that actually there is a much higher happiness here. And no matter how much the mind screams that there is happiness in sense gratification, the higher happiness is actually in the remembrance of Krishna. And as we force the mind to drink the medicine of the holy name, the mind starts realizing other things are not actually as enjoyable as this. So let me calm down and taste the holy name. And in this way, the mind becomes peaceful. So the holy name is the medicine that will slowly but surely pacify the mind by driving out the illusion within it that sense objects are the source of happiness, and by replacing that with the real understanding that it is remembrance of Krishna that is the source of real happiness.